supporting people in times of crisis. When a doctor told Reverend Patrick Reek that his young son had meningitis, it took a whole day for him to realize the illness wasn't going to be fatal. As a hospital chaplain, Reek, who regularly supports families dealing with illness and loss, found himself unprepared for the intense emotions and spiritual questions he faced during that time. Realizing the gap in his training, Reek decided to share some practical tips for anyone helping others through tough times. These insights are crucial for anyone, whether they're a professional caregiver or a friend offering support. By following these guidelines, you can be better prepared to assist someone in crisis, offering them the care and understanding they need. How to support someone in the hospital. Before heading to the hospital to see someone you care about or work closely with, take these steps. 1. Plan your visit. Contact the hospital first. Get the patient's room number and the best way to get there. Also, find out about visiting hours and any rules you need to follow. This saves time and stress, ensuring you're ready to be a comforting presence. 2. Clean your hands. Remember to sanitize your hands when entering and leaving the patient's room. It's a sign of respect and helps maintain hygiene for everyone. 3. Respectful seating. Always ask before sitting down and never sit on the patient's bed. Pull up a chair and maintain eye contact to show your attentiveness. 4. Practice silence and listen. Take a moment to greet the patient and then allow some quiet time. Count down from 10 if you find it hard to stay silent. This encourages the patient to share if they feel like talking. 5. Respect privacy. Whether you're a friend, family member, or colleague, remember to respect the patient's privacy. Avoid sharing medical information unless they ask you to. 6. Keep visits short, but meaningful. While it's good to keep visits short, be open to staying longer if the patient wants to talk. Your presence and willingness to listen mean a lot. When someone you care about is facing a medical situation, your presence can make a big difference. One essential thing to do is to stick around until important moments are over. This could mean staying until they get a diagnosis, finish surgery, or get admitted to the ER. It's crucial to talk to the family about their wishes too, because your support can mean a lot to them. Whether it's waiting for news or being there in tough times, your presence matters. Taking action for clarity. Sometimes, even small actions can make a big difference in patient care. For instance, imagine a chaplain who, despite being generally passive, recognized the importance of speaking up for a patient's understanding. When a doctor left after delivering complex medical news without ensuring the patient understood, the chaplain took initiative. They caught the doctor in the hallway and requested a more thorough explanation for the patient's benefit. To understand how patients are feeling, ask open-ended questions like, "How are you coping with everything?" or "Have you had family support?" Letting patients lead the conversation helps them express themselves freely. If patients mention difficulties like accessing services or transportation post-hospitalization, don't try to solve it yourself. Instead, connect them with a social worker or hospital case manager who can provide assistance. What not to do when visiting someone in the hospital. Empathetic guidelines for visiting patients are: 1. Don't hold back tears. Shedding tears alongside a family can forge a powerful connection. 2. Avoid interrogation. Instead of bombarding patients with questions about their condition or treatments, focus on their well-being. 3. Avoid claiming to fully understand. Rather than saying you know exactly how they feel, acknowledge their emotions with empathy. 4. Respect religious boundaries. If prayer is appropriate, do so privately unless invited to join in by the patient. Respect their spiritual beliefs without judgment. 5. Acknowledge uncertainty. Recognize that medical situations can be unpredictable, and avoid making assumptions about a patient's future. The significance of being there in end-of-life moments. Recognizing the exact moment when life transitions to death is crucial. Prior to this, most individuals lose the ability to communicate or engage with others. Even though the support you offer might not be obvious, it holds significant value. Whether it's allowing someone to express their grief through tears or simply being present for a patient who may not be aware of your presence, these actions carry immense importance. When helping a family cope as their loved one nears the end of life, gently assist them in understanding and processing the information provided by doctors. It's important to be sensitive to their spiritual concerns. However, if a family insists on hoping for a miraculous recovery rather than trusting medical advice, it can create a harmful divide between faith and medicine. Supporting grieving loved ones. To make the most out of your journey, steer clear of these five actions. They might seem like the right moves, but they won't push you forward. 1. Skip the theological explanations. When someone's grieving, avoid explaining things through theology. If they're upset and ask why bad things happen, they're likely just expressing their feelings. 2. Respect their feelings. Don't tell people how to feel, especially about the afterlife. If someone's sad at a funeral, saying they shouldn't be because the person is in heaven can feel like you're ignoring their emotions. 3. Don't try to change their emotions. It's not helpful to try and cheer up someone who's sad. People go through different feelings during tough times. Instead of trying to make them feel a certain way, just be there for them as they express themselves. 4. Avoid making them heroes. Refrain from praising someone for being strong when they're dealing with pain. You might be noticing their behavior under medication, and by celebrating their ability to move on, you're actually just focusing on what makes you comfortable, not necessarily them. Plan your end-of-life care. Creating a plan for your medical care in the future is important. It helps your family and doctors understand your wishes and make decisions based on them. You can find templates online to help you with this. These templates should cover what you want to happen in different situations. Depending on where you live, you might need to sign the directive or have it witnessed or notarized. Supportive ways to comfort those in mourning. When comforting someone who's grieving, it's common to say things like, "Everything happens for a reason," or "You need to move on, it's been a while." But these phrases might not be as helpful as we think. Instead of assuming there's a good reason for the loss, it's better to acknowledge the pain without trying to find a silver lining. Also, we shouldn't rush someone to move on because grief doesn't follow a timetable. Remember, grief doesn't just go away with time. It's more like a winding road, with ups and downs. So, phrases like "time heals all wounds" oversimplify the grieving process. Some things people say after a loss might not be as helpful as they intend. For instance, phrases like "God needed another angel in heaven" or "God must have needed them more than you do" aren't grounded in religious texts and can distance the grieving person from their connection with the deceased. Similarly, telling someone to trust God can feel intrusive and dismissive of their grief. Instead, it's better to offer support and simply be there for the person who is grieving. Supporting someone in grief. When someone is grieving, it's natural to want to help. But sometimes, the things we say or do can actually make them feel worse. One common mistake is trying to find the silver lining by saying things like "at least you." This can make the person feel like their pain is being dismissed. Instead of asking grieving people what they need, it's better to offer specific help. For example, you could say, "I'd like to bring dinner on Monday, do you have any food restrictions? Or I'll mow your grass when I do mine next week." If you plan to check in on them, let them know you understand if they don't feel like talking, but be ready to listen if they do. Validating grief. Apologize directly for the passing of their loved one, using the deceased's name. Acknowledge the sadness of the situation and validate the person's feelings, understanding that all emotions are valid. Avoid trying to convince them that their emotions are wrong. Assure people that you're there for them and will remain so. Let them know they're not alone in their grief. People often hesitate to express their emotions, fearing they'll burden others. Tell them, "I'm here for you," if you're willing to spend time with them and listen to their pain, no matter how it shows. After a funeral, people can continue to express their sorrow in various ways. You can organize a memorial service or create tokens of remembrance, like wind chimes. It's important to mark important dates, such as birthdays, anniversaries, and holidays without the deceased. Make a note of these on your calendar and reach out to those grieving on these days. Help them plan ways to navigate these milestones without their loved one. Supporting someone through grief not only helps them but also helps you become more in tune with your own emotions. Key points 1. Prepare for hospital visits by planning ahead and offering respectful support. 2. Take initiative in patient care and connect them with assistance when needed. 3. Avoid common visiting pitfalls and respect boundaries. 4. Recognize the significance of end-of-life moments and navigate them sensitively. 5. Support grieving loved ones with specific, tangible help and validation. 6. Reverend Patrick Reek shares essential insights into supporting individuals through tough times. 7. Validate grief and assure ongoing support and compassion.